We are in Simin Shim Lamed Ches. We're up to Sivav. We'll be doing from Vav through Ches. Sivav Osir Lishov Mayim Bagalgal. This is a very specific Zera they made, and that is that you're not to draw water from a well if it's got one of these wheels that you turn in order to get the water up. Zera Shem Yimale L'Ginoso V'Churvaso L'Mishra Shel Pishtan. Out of fear that once you start filling water for drinking, you're also going to fill water for the garden, churvaso, where there's nothing yet growing, mishra shel pishtan, where they used to soak their flax. Lefikach, im lo hayasham lo gina lo churva v'lo brecha lishus ba pishtan. Therefore, in a place where there's neither a garden nor a churva, an unbuilt area, nor something that you can possibly, a pool that you can soak your flax in, mutter. V'yesh omrim, others say that the whole gzera doesn't apply except for a very specific case. Shlo asu ela begalgal godol shemotzimayim harbe biyachad b'lo torach. That's only talking about an enormous wheel that takes a lot of water out of it without much effort. What is that? V'heim galgalim hakfuim bem dliyim harbe soviv. You know, they have these wheels where the wheels have in them these little rungs, and every rung has a bucket hanging from it. So as you turn it around, every one of those buckets is filling. Aval galgalim shalonu sheinamalim be'melamaat muter delechal meichlas lemidi. Whereas our wheels for drawing water from the well, where you can't get all that much at once, we're not afraid of it. La halacha we paskin, the Mishnah Berurah says we paskin like this yeshomrim. And the lemaisa, it's very difficult to think of a case that would be usur unless someone is in a place that has one of these big water wheels. Siv zayin mi sheyesh lo peres barosh hagag. Someone has fruit on his roof. Veroa moter sheba, and he sees rain approaching. Usur l'shalshlam b'shabes derech haruba shebegag. So you're not allowed to go and bring him back into the house by way of a skylight. What's the reason for this? Because this is considered a torach that is not for the sake of Shabbos. Aval, muter l'chasoson, you're allowed to cover them. Not only are you allowed to cover fruit, v'afilu levenim, even bricks for building, shehim muktzim, muter l'chasoson et ne'adelef, you're allowed to cover them because there's water leaking onto them. Now, fruit that you need for today, the halacha would be that you can actually bring them in through a skylight. This halacha that you're allowed to carry, that you're allowed to cover, even bricks, the Mishnah Berurah brings a marshal that's machmir, but he seems to favor the achronim that argue with him. Sifches, muter liten keli tachas adelof b'shabbos. If there's water dripping on Shabbos, you're allowed to put a keli, a bucket or something, to catch it. Then nismalin, when it fills up, shov kol machzir olam komo, you can spill it out and put it right back. Vahu, with the condition, sheyehe hadelef roy l'rechitza. That's only if the liquid is roy for washing it. Avalim eina roy aser, or certainly if it's roy l'shtia, or even shtia's behema, then it's not mukta. Vim avalim eina roy, what if it's not roy? Aser, the halacha is that it's aser. Why is it aser? So it's really aser because of bitl keli mehechana. It is aser because the keli is now going to become mukta. But in this particular case, you'll be able to move the keli, and that is because you're going to rely on the heter of graf shorei, that it's going to end up spilling all over the place and getting everything all muddy. And therefore, it'll be repulsive, and Chazal were matir, moving muktzah for the sake of kavod abriyas. But you are not allowed to cause for such a thing in the first place. She'ein osin, mishum she'ein osin, graf shorei l'chatchila. You're not allowed to use literally a bedpan. You're not allowed to create a bedpan, meaning something that will rely on the heter of graf shorei l'chatchila. But even if you were over on this iser and you did make a graf shorei l'chatchila, that doesn't prohibit moving it. We did speak about the halacha of the water that drips off an air conditioning unit, where unlike rainwater, which is not muktzah because we say that it was in the clouds, and the clouds are visible, that water, the poskim have ruled, is considered nolan on Shabbos. It's therefore muktzah. And you're not supposed to set a bucket to catch it because of bitl keli mehechano. Even though it will fill up, and then if it's in a place where the mud, where the dust mixing with the overflow water is going to make a mess, that will be mutter to move for kavod abrias, but you're not supposed to do it to lechatchila because ain osim grav sharei lechatchila, unless you put something into it in the first place that will prevent it from becoming muktzah. You put another keli in that bucket.